Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Good morning, good morning. It is an amazing Monday. I'm so glad to be with you again. You're listening to Impact 103 and I am Owen Farley. I'm sorry. There's something happening this morning. I just feel so alive in God. When He is moving and He is touching lives around you, there is no greater life than that. There is no greater life than that. And I feel this... oh, this pull from God to just bring us in to the truth, bring us into what He really, really has for us. And so in this time that I have with you, again, we are going to be real, challenge the way we think, and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. And that excites me all the time because love always wins. Love always wins. You know, Matthew 19:26, Jesus said, and he was speaking to the men around him. He was saying, with men, this is impossible, but all things are possible with God. You know, take a look at your life. And I do this all the time. I look at my life and I say, Lord, there's this situation, there's this issue that's happening. And I have to be real about it. I need you in my life. I can't do this without you. You have to show up. You have to show up. And there's problems. I mean, let's be real. We go through trials and tribulations. And God never said that we were not going to go through trials and tribulations. He always said, I will be with you in that. And so I started taking a look at my life and I said, Lord, why is it that when I go through this situation, it feels like it's overbearing? I can't make it through. Why is it that when I look at your word, I look at your word, I see what you do. I see what, like, the amazing things that you did. I see the amazing things that your disciples did. Why is it that I'm going through this similar thing, but I'm not seeing your power at work in my life? And there were some things that I had to realize. I had to realize that I needed to change in something that I was doing, some way that I was thinking, so that I could really access the promise of God. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 25, verse 2, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. Ooh, God hides it. He hides it. Why? Because the rest of the scripture, it says, because it is the honor of kings to search out a matter. It's the honor. It becomes your honor, the weight of God on you when you've searched it out. When you said, I'm not going to stop until I have this in my life. God, until I see the truth of what you're doing actually being manifested in my life. And I'm very excited, as you can tell. I'm very excited to chat about this because it's life. It's life. It brings everything that God is into our situation. And I'm super, super excited. So please stay tuned as we continue to talk about just the goodness and the glory of God in what He has for us today. As long as God is with you, even in the midnight hour, you know, you take a look at your life. You take a look at certain things that are going in, what are happening, you know, like what's going on in your mind, in your heart, things that are happening around you, your situations. And here's the truth. If God is with you, there is nothing that can be against you. Okay. If whatever the situation is, there is an impossibility of defeat if God is with you. And for some reason, this is burning in my heart today, just to encourage you and say, you don't have to feel trapped. You don't have to feel like you're stuck in cycles. You don't have to feel like it's unbearable, like you can't make it. Because the thing is, you can with God on your side. You know, even if you take a look at who you are and you're like, man, I'm not who I want to be. I'm not doing what I want to be doing. That's okay. First step, you need to be able to see it. My spiritual mom always says this. First step, catch it, see it, and then you can do something about it with God. And a large part of what we are believing and going through is actually just, we start believing a lie. We start drawing up our own picture of the situation because of our emotions, what we see in our senses, what we can see, feel, and touch, that defines what we believe is actually happening. But the whole thing about faith and stepping into what God has for us is that you draw your picture from His word and His promises, and you are confirmed and encouraged by that to start entering into the promises that He has for you. Enter into that life that He actually has for you in that situation. God sees that situation for as something that can bring glory to Him and bring good to you. And it's just up to you to open up your mind and actually say, God, show me the way that you see this moment. You know, show me.
I have to go through in this world as long as you get the glory from me.
You know, I had to put that one in this morning because we were on the way back from Limpopo through to Pretoria yesterday, me and my spiritual brothers and sisters, and playing that song, just chatting about exactly what we're talking about today, about standing up in faith and trusting that God is going to take every situation and use it for your good. And I was speaking to my spiritual sister. Her name is Pastor G. We call her Pastor Google. And she went through a really rough situation. She had a brain tumor, and she has this amazing testimony of how God has taken her through. And she now realizes how much God used that moment to bring people into His kingdom, to testify about His goodness, because she said she knew at that moment when the doctors had said she had a brain tumor, that she was so glad that it was happening to her because she had the faith in God to actually make it through. She knew that God had built her for that moment. And I just want to encourage you, you're going through a rough situation, allow God into that situation. You are not a victim to this world. You're not a victim to the enemy. You don't have to come into agreement with something that's declared over you that is not from the Lord. Just allow Him to come in and work and change your reality to the truth of what He actually did on the cross. You know, so instead of us complaining about a situation, even like this with the traffic, let's not complain. Let's change our mindset and say, okay, Lord, I'm here. I want you in this situation. What can you show me right now? I love you. If you're on the R21, it seems as though there is a great backup this morning. This feeling of being stuck, this feeling of, man, I can't get out. I'm trapped in this cycle. I'm trapped in a situation. And what do I do to get out of it? The thing is to change our focus. Because what we focus on is really what builds up our day. If we constantly focus on, oh man, look at me, I'm going through this, I got stuck, I made a wrong decision, I should have done this, we can get into a habit of confessing something that's negative. And God, I'm telling you, God took me on this journey and actually showed me my thoughts. Showed me my thoughts and said, Owen, you need to change the focus. Because when you're going through a situation, you seem to focus on what you can see, what you can feel, what you can touch. You allow your emotions to really grab you. And instead of placing your mind and your focus on me. So, for example, with this traffic, take the time right now. You're in it. And I understand it's not a nice situation, but take the time and say, okay, Lord, I'm in this, but I can spend time with you. Maybe this is a good opportunity for me to do things with you that I haven't been able to do for a while. You said, be still and know that I am God. So I'm going to take this moment, set my mind, set my focus, not on the problem, but on you. What are you saying to me today? How can I learn to change my mindset and actually step into a life that is fulfilling, a life that is happy, even if I'm going through a situation. I mean, Jesus said, blessed are those whose minds are stayed on him because they're going to have peace. And that's really what we're looking for. We're looking for that peace. We're looking for that joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And one practical way that God showed me to really step out of a situation was to declare something different, to declare his word over my life, because the Bible says life and death is in the power of my tongue, and those who indulge in it will eat the fruit of it. So I started declaring, I'm going to have a great day. This is a great day. This is the day that God has made. I am going to rejoice in it. I'm going to be glad in it. Something great is going to happen to me today. I'm going to do something great for someone today. I'm going to spread the love of Jesus because I'm living in purpose. I'm living in what God has called me to do. And as soon as you say that, as soon as you bring yourself to declare something different to the situation, it changes everything. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you've already made that decision as soon as you declare it. I'm going to have a great day. This is the day that the Lord has made. So keep on doing that. Whatever you're going through, whether you're in that traffic jam, whether you are facing a situation where you just saying, God, I need your help. Grab a hold of the word of God, find a scripture inside there that is really speaking to you, and quote it constantly. As soon as that thought comes up, you just say, God, I know your word, and this is it. And you declare into the atmosphere, because the Bible says that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So loose that word. Change your atmosphere. Define your life today and the way that it's going to be. God really did love the world. He loved every single one of us, and it's all about love. It's all about us being transformed into that love as well. And as we look at our lives and we see, God, there's something in my life that is not working, but I know this, you are love, and you want to help me in this situation. You didn't come to destroy my life. You came that I might have life and have it abundantly. That's what the word of God says. That's what Jesus came to do. And it's so important when we're going through tough moments to change our mindset, set them on Jesus, renew our minds with the word of God. And then I love the scripture in Isaiah 46. It also gives us another practical thing that we can do to actually change the situation. Because honestly, to be real, a lot of the times the situation is happening, and it's a real situation. It's a real situation. But the way that you approach it and your mindset on that, that is what changes everything. Do you know that God is on your side and that he is working for you? In Isaiah 46, verse 9, it says, earnestly remember the former things which I did of old. For I am God, and there is no one else. I am God, and there is none like me. I read the scripture, and I'm like, Lord, that is so true. I remember how you've taken me through the hard times in my life, the battles that I've faced, the mountains that have been right there in front of me. Like, I remember what you did of old. You took me through. You took me through those moments. And even if you didn't have a moment that God has taken you through, you have the whole word of God right there describing to you how he took the Israelites, how he took Jesus, how he took his disciples through moments that were so difficult, but yet he was with them, set them free from prison. I mean, it's crazy the things that God has done. Nothing can come up against you if God is for you. In verse 10, it says, God is the one that declaring the end and the result from the beginning and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do my pleasure and purpose. And he said, his plans for you are to prosper you not to harm you, but to give you a future and a hope. He's declared that from the beginning. He knows what's happening in your life. He knows. He wrote it out before time began. And he said, I know that this situation can come because I'm with you. You're going to be able to face it and defeat it, overcome it. You are not a victim. You are stronger than you think through me. In your weakness, I am made strong, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And I think it's really time for us. It's really time for us to say, okay, Lord, you have this for me, and I'm going to step into what you have for me. I'm going to claim it. I'm not going to let go until I have this. So here we go. Let's go, God. There is definitely things that we are going through that is testing our ability to stay in the Spirit, to stay in love, and to allow God to move through us. You know, I really do feel we have had a lot of messages coming through, and I'm really so thankful for those people that are shouting out about the traffic. Here's something to just encourage you. Hebrews 4 verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses, infirmities, and liability to assaults and temptations, but one who has been tempted in every respect and yet without sinning. And I think it's so important for us to remember this. Even when we faced with a trial, faced with a situation that is unpleasant, remember, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You were meant to do it different, see it different, because of what Jesus has done. Through his relationship with you, you're able to stay in a place of calm, stay in a place of patience, and just say, Lord, I'm going to do this your way. I'm going to take this moment, and I'm going to just use it for what it is. It's one of those things we just have to go through, but I'm going to use this time effectively to build my relationship with you, to praise you, to be still, to set my mind on things that are good, that are pleasing, that are pure, that are worthy of praise. I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to allow you to do your part. Sort out my day. I pray, God, that you just sort out my day. Take control of my day. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't know where I'm going to be at what time. And I had all of this planned. But I trust you that you know from the beginning what this day was going to be all about. And if it's just some time that I can spend with you to grow in who you have called me to be, spend some time to shed some love. Even if you're in the traffic, wind down your window, tell someone that Jesus loves them. Give them some encouragement today, you know, and just allow people to understand, I'm in this with you. We're going through this together, but we don't have to act the way that the world is acting. We don't have to be impatient. We can do this God's way. We can align ourselves with God's will and just bear the fruit of our relationship with God, which is love, which is patience. Love endures long, the Bible says. And for us to be able to endure long in a situation like that just really shows what our relationship with God really does look like and how we can be the salt of the earth. So before I leave, because our time is really, really flowing today, I'd like to pray for all of those that are going through situations, specifically those that are in the traffic this morning that have just found themselves in between a rock and a hard place. You can't go faster. You're just there. So let's close our eyes and let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name that you would surround every single person with your love and your peace. I pray wherever they are right now that they would feel your Spirit descending upon them in Jesus' name. I pray that you take control of our day, that you would open up everything that needs to be opened up, but that you would also take control of the things that we thought we were going to do, but yet now it seems as though it's delayed. But God, you wrote this out before time began. So I pray right now that you give everyone wisdom, that you give them direction, that you give them peace, that you are in control, and even in this moment, there is something that you are doing and preparing, and it's still going to be a great day with you by our side. I loose peace right now in Jesus' name. I loose the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And I pray right now, fiery hedge of protection around every single person. And I pray, Lord, that no weapon that is formed up against them will prosper. In Jesus' name, amen. As for me, Owen Farley, it has been a joy being with you today, even in the midst of the traffic. I pray that you have an amazing, amazing day. And just remember, keep your relationship with God real. And remember that Jesus really does love you. Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Farley.
He's got more for you.
Exclusively on Impact 103.